This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Fighting continues in Afghanistan around the Taliban's last northern stronghold of Kunduz, despite talks aimed at a negotiated surrender. The U.S. is concentrating most of its airstrikes in southern Afghanistan, where the Taliban controls one other major city, Kandahar. NPR's Scott Horsley has been covering the Pentagon. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Doesn't sound as though there's any similar surrender negotiation underway around Kandahar.
No, Bob. The Taliban has been defiant about not giving up Kandahar, that is, the militia's spiritual base. And in recent days, it's been the target of a lot of U.S. airstrikes. On Wednesday, the military dropped what's called a daisy cutter bomb just south of Kandahar. This is an enormous 15,000-pound bomb dropped out of a cargo plane, and it explodes above ground. And as the Pentagon has said in the past, it makes a heck of a noise and is designed to kill people.
Kandahar is the home of the Taliban's leader, Mullah Omar. Is he home?
Well, we're getting conflicting reports about what's up with Mullah Omar this morning, Bob. A Taliban official in the border town of Spin Boldock has told the Reuters news service that Omar had gone deeper into hiding, in fact, turning over control of the militia to a deputy. On the other hand, the Afghan Islamic press, which is sympathetic to the Taliban, disputes that. They say Omar is still in Kandahar and still very much in daily contact with his fighters.
At an undisclosed location?
Well, of course, he's been at a location the U.S. military would like to know about for some time.
The military says it's continuing to hunt for Omar, for Osama bin Laden, and for other Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders. Is that going to take more ground troops?
The Pentagon has been very guarded so far about what it will say about putting more forces on the ground. What we do know is that there are two Marine Expeditionary Units, that's upwards of 4,000 Marines, on call on ships in the Arabian Sea. And those Marines could either be used as backup for the special forces who are on the ground in Afghanistan. There are several hundred special forces there. Or they could be used in a more conventional military way. Peter Pace, the Marine General and Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said this week, the Marines are very good at fighting. And if Tommy Franks, the Regional Commander-in-Chief, wants fighters on the ground, then that's just what he'll get.
Most of the ground fighting has been done by the Northern Alliance with the help of U.S. Special Forces. Why not just let them finish the job?
Well, the tribes in the south, who are mostly ethnic Pashtuns, have been very concerned about advances by the Northern Alliance, which are mostly ethnic Tajiks and Uzbeks. And the Pashtun tribal leaders have warned the Northern Alliance not to move on Kandahar for that reason. You might remember there were similar warnings ahead of the Kabul advance, telling the Northern Alliance to stay out of Kabul. The Northern Alliance continues to say they are committed to a multi-ethnic coalition government. They haven't abandoned that. And coming up on Monday, all the parties are planning to be meeting in Bonn, Germany, to try to hash out some sort of coalition government for Afghanistan.
The Northern Alliance carries some baggage from the time when it was in charge.
That's right, and Deputy Secretary Paul Wolfowitz of the Defense Department said this week he thinks that the Northern Alliance may have learned a painful lesson, as of all the tribes of Afghanistan, that they need to cooperate. However, a UN representative has said these talks on Monday aimed at forming a coalition government are unlikely to produce any immediate results. They're a good start, he says, but don't look for too much right away.
NPR's Scott Horsley.